Pete, could you begin by explaining the feeling right now for you?
First of all, obviously, I'm relieved. I'm glad the Court of Appeals upheld the lower court. I believe they're both right, and I'm thankful that it's over. All along, I've been thankful for the tremendous support I've gotten from the community and my attorney. I was disappointed that SDI decided to appeal when I won at the district court level, but I'm glad in the appeal decision, the court found the appeal itself to be groundless and frivolous.
For listeners who perhaps missed previous coverage, would you explain the sequence of events that led to this?
I was commenting in late November 2016 on an article in which SG Interest, one of their principals, was complaining about the Obama administration canceling some leases in the Thompson Divide area. I left a short reader comment on a Glenwood Springs Post-Independent article about that, and my comment was to earlier legal entanglement that SG Interest had 5 years previous and even before that, but I think it was resolved around 2012, around accusation by the Department of Justice that they had been rigging oil and gas bids on public minerals, thus depriving taxpayers potentially of revenue. And in that earlier court case, they had paid a large amount of money in the form of a settlement, which I summarized as a fine. And they thought my summary was libelous, or they accused me of that, whether they really thought it or not. And that was the basis for the complaint made against me. The lower court and the appellate court both found that my characterization of the underlying event was substantially true, and that substantial truth is an absolute defense against defamation. So that was the basis of my prevailing.
It's been said that the publicity that was received around this case was really fundamental in anti-SLAPP bill that was signed by Governor Jared Polis. Could you talk a little bit about this legislation and how it would have helped you?
It could have helped me in that it applies an earlier test, basically, on the part of the plaintiff if they're making a charge like this against someone. If the defendant says, prove it, essentially, they have an earlier opportunity and requirement to do that. And if they can't, they're automatically on the hook for attorney fees. There's not a separate motion like there was in my case to have the court award those. With the added burden of proof, it further discourages abuse of the court system.
Beyond the monetary amount, could you just speak a little bit to the stress, the time that this has all taken from your life?
It is stressful. It's not fun being sued by an entity that has a lot more resources than I do. It's very time-consuming. Even with a good legal expert on my side, it still takes a lot of time and energy, and it's a distraction from other things I would be doing. You know, we're still just starting the process of figuring out what it means to have my attorney fees paid. And it's already been going on 2.5 years. I'm very grateful I won and won again at the appellate level. But it takes a lot of time and energy and emotional energy that I won't get back.
Has this experience changed how you will go forward with your work as an environmentalist?
I tried to be careful before what I said, knowing that there's people out there that do these things. So I'll continue that, and I'll continue that way. But no, overall, it has not changed what I will be doing around these issues.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I mean, people obviously should avoid getting sued. It's my hope and intent that this has not only been a learning experience for companies that might pursue these tactics to show that they're actually not fruitful and not sound strategically, but I also want it to be an opportunity to make some real change, and hopefully that happened with the state legislature as well as this example of this case.
Thank you very much, Peter Kolbenschlag, for talking to Katie and Kay.